Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here from Midland. We're joined by Drew Jones with the first cycle in Amarillo sod poodle history last night. And Drew, I know the media training answers to say, yep, it was a great night, but we're on to the next. But I got to imagine that it felt a little different when the head hit the pillow last night.
Yeah, definitely. Been kind of scuffling a little bit at the plate, so just trying to figure some things out. And obviously, that's just a big night to have. But at the end of the day, like you said, like the media training answers to just keep going. But that's honestly the mentality at the end of the day. It's just keep going out there and trying to put good at-bats together.
And you got the ball back, yes?
Yes, I did.
And the guys gave you the silent treatment coming into the dugout. I just feel like we need to clarify that because I think some people were like, oh, are these guys not happy for him? It was the silent treatment, yes?
Yes, definitely the silent treatment. As soon as, like, on the video, it looks like nobody's standing up. And then as soon as the camera flips back to the game, it's all the guys just mob me. So, yeah, exciting moment for me and for the team at the end of the day. You know, we're trying to win ball games, and obviously that helped us propel to the win.
You got the homer last. Walk me through the approach coming up in the eighth inning, knowing that you needed a homer for a cycle.
I mean, yeah, of course, like, you know, you go up there like, all right, I need a homer for the cycle. But at the end of the day, like, for me, I was just thinking I just need to get on base. I just need to get a hit, just do something, just keep the game going for us at the plate. And yeah, obviously just took the swing at a pitch I wanted and got the result.
Your Hall of Fame father never hit a cycle in his professional career. That's good to have that one hanging over his head now, right?
Yeah, I've been talking a little trash to him for like the past couple hours. So yeah, but it's nice. It's one of those things that not a lot of people do in their career. So I'm just excited to be able to have that opportunity and obviously just put it together.
I'm sure your phone was going crazy last night, but was there one message that you got that made you go, oh wow, that's really cool?
Yeah, the lady and her daughter that got the ball actually messaged out or reached out to me, and I made sure to just get him a bat and a ball, just the signature to saying thank you so much, because I mean that's special for me at the end of the day. So
good guy, Drew Jones. Let's talk about the first month of this season in Double A for you. As you said, the results haven't been great at times, but last night is a night that can really turn around a season. What are you specifically working on when you go up there offensively?
Just making sure I'm swinging at good pitches and taking advantage of those that are in my zone that I can hit. And obviously, like, I wasn't completely taking advantage, but also getting pitched too well. I mean, it's a new level. Guys are a lot better. So just trying to take my experience in every game and just trying to put together good at-bats, like I said. And obviously I've been doing that, just obviously not stringing the hits along. But yeah, they're coming along now and just trying to continue to work.
Everyone who knows you as a player knows that your defense is top-notch. And obviously some of that is God-given, right? How much are you working on your defensive game, and how much do you think is natural ability versus what you've done and worked on to make yourself into the center fielder that you are?
I think natural ability can take you so far, but at the end of the day, you know, just going out there and knowing what field you're playing at is very important. So being able to do all I can during BP to put myself in the best position to make those types of plays every night.
For this team now, the results have turned around for the team as well. Can get back to 500 with a victory tonight. What do you think kind of flipped on this road trip that allowed the team to find a few more wins?
I think we're just coming together as a team. We're figuring out who we all are, and, you know, just trying to actually, like, really be a team, including off the field. So,
and your numbers offensively in your career are significantly better when you hit leadoff. Is there something about coming up first that really has some comfort for you?
Not really. I'm down to hit anywhere on the lineup any night. But I feel like just me at the leadoff spot, I get to see a lot of pitches, so it helps the team, you know. Like, if I'm seeing 8 pitches in my first at bat of the game, then the guys behind me are going to be able to see what that pitcher's doing and trying to get me out. So
you mentioned that the team is coming together really well. How do you think Javier Colina has created a culture in this clubhouse that guys are playing loose?
I mean, it's good. It's good to have a coach that's good with Latin guys and American guys. So to be able to have that dynamic and for us to be able to relate to him, and he relates back to us as a player at the end of the day. And, you know, you want to have a coach like that.
What do you think is the biggest difference in the jump from the high A level to the double A level?
I think just everybody knows what they're doing when they get here versus, like, you know, you kind of get the coaching to help you make a plan. Like, everybody knows exactly what they want, and everybody knows exactly where they are as a player. So just trying to, obviously for me, it's just trying to figure out that.
Danny Cerretti got his first AAA home run in his first AAA game last night. What did he do to your eyes here that allowed him to have that much success?
I mean, he he just goes out there. He knows exactly what he wants every single night. He knows what pitches he's going to hit hard and what he's going to take. And obviously, I took under him, and that's helped me a lot with my at-bats, at-bat to at-bat and pitch to pitch.
And how do you build on last night to continue? I mean, you're not going to hit for the cycle every night, right? But how do you build on that as we finish up April and try to catch up to these Midland Rockhounds?
Just continue to just try and go out there and play 100% like I do every night. And obviously results come and go, but, you know, just trying to go out there and just play my hardest.
Drew, congrats, man. It was a thrill to watch last night. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.